This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yep, it's the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. So it's a guy that's been on this internet, on these internets, on Al Gore's internet.
Unbelievable. On Al Jarreau's internet?
Yes. And he's been the talk.
Gray.
He's been on the he's been the talk of the town, man. So it's a guy by the name of Charles Cheese. Are you familiar with Charles Cheese?
I believe I know what you're saying.
Entertainment Cheese?
Yeah. Yes. So he was apparently arrested at where?
Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese for credit card fraud. And here is the story courtesy of CBS News in Miami, as Pedro liked to say.
Social media is buzzing with a video of the Chuck E. Cheese mascot being put into handcuffs. Tallahassee's police department officers showed up during a kid's party to arrest a worker in costume they're accusing of committing credit card fraud. A customer who hosted the party at the establishment back in June said she noticed some charges on her card after the event that she did not recognize. A worker, Jermel Jones, was arrested outside. Officers said he had the stolen credit card on him when he was arrested.
Damn, man.
That is one of those that falls into the bucket of what, like, stupid criminals? You got the evidence on you, dog?
Yeah. That's the part that got me. Like, damn, you got it on you?
Yeah.
You couldn't put it in a locker?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't in a bag? It was on your person?
Yeah.
The funny thing is, so people was kind of asking the question of why the cops, why y'all got to arrest him with him
with the suit still on?
Yeah, with the suit still. So apparently he was kind of resisting inside. Mm-hmm. They didn't want to arrest him inside. They're trying to lead him outside. But so they had to put the handcuffs on the inside with the hat on and everything, with the little costume, the full costume.
He had the head on.
With the head on.
He had the Chuck E. Cheese head on. He's in handcuffs walking out.
It was just, they just ruined some children's childhood.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
why is Chuck E. being arrested?
Look, I don't know how well Chuck E. Cheese is doing as a franchise. Mm-hmm. But that is not a good look for the franchise.
You will remember that.
Seeing Chucky in handcuffs. I don't know, that's a good look for the franchise. And look, maybe Chuck E. Cheese could be doing good as a franchise. But if it's on his last leg on some Red Lobster type stuff, man, that's not the best way to go out.
Actually, I just thought about something. Them kids are going to be fine because actually, worse has been seen at Chuck E. Cheese's. In fact, I know from personal experience that Chuck E. Cheese out in Beaumont, it has seen a number of fights.
Oh, yeah.
Like adult fights. Yeah. Fist fights. I'm not talking about like grappling. I'm not talking about like AC Slater and Zach Morris. I'm talking about real fist fights. And them kids all right. Them kids okay.
Yeah, well, are we sure about that?
Yeah, okay, fair. Maybe not all the way all right, but they still living. Like, the kids will be all right seeing Chucky get the silver cuffs.
I think they also enjoyed taking him in with the head on. Because once there were some pictures of him outside. I think they were trying to humiliate him.
How'd they get Chucky in the car?
Exactly.
Them big ears not getting in the cruiser.
There were some pictures outside, and they still had it on.
Yeah, they did eventually take the head off. But I'm like, man, why y'all got to do that? But if he ain't, cooperating.
Credit card fraud, not cooperating. The mouse is a rat.
Yeah, man.
The mouse is a rat.
You're proud of that one, aren't you?
I'm very proud of that.
Yeah, they should have used the mouse trap to catch him. All right, it's the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. So it's a new app out here in these streets, and it got me worried about Reggie. Mm-hmm. Have you guys heard of the T app?
Oh yes,
I have not.
So the T app is pretty much like a Carfax for men for women.
Oh, I gotta see this.
And it's
Can you just go in and just peruse, just look at
we can't go in there because you have to be a woman to be in this, be on this app,
right?
But apparently in this app they kind of wilding out. They got a criteria, red flags, green flags when it's talking about men they dated. Mm-hmm. So here is Fox News 2 in Detroit with this story about this app called T.
An app was born. It's called Tea, as in spill the tea or gossip. It's got Gen Z in a chokehold, spreading as it does on TikTok.
Mama, we made it. Look at that.
Whoever keeps posting my husband on the Tea app needs to stop.
Guys, I'm trending on the Tea app. I'm trending on the Tea app.
There's actually a waiting list to get on this thing.
You have a waiting list. You have to submit a picture of your face with an ID to prove that you are a girl, because no guys are allowed in the apps.
Emily, anonymous here and on the app, admittedly embarrassed, saying she's a frequent user. You can post photos of who you're dating to gauge other women's experiences with these men. So-called red and green flags. The reviews are rarely positive.
So it's kind of crazy. Like, both sides of the spectrum is really dictating my dating life now.
Emily says the T app seems to be particularly popular in Middle Eastern communities, especially Dearborn.
Oh, Dearborn men, how the T app has gotten under your skin.
All these guys are talking to, they're all like getting nervous, they're all freaking out, making TikToks about it.
It offers other services like background checks and catfish verification.
They're trying to find some type of way to f*** up your reputation so bad.
I can see some areas where this could cause people some big problems.
Attorney William Barnwell says it's possible men getting posted have civil legal recourse if the posts are affecting their work, family life, or reputation. Defamation might apply.
Truth is an absolute defense to a defamation claim. So you can't just sue somebody because your feelings got hurt.
On the criminal side, there could be cause for electronic harassment or even stalking.
You can be saying something that is true, but it's being used in a way to constantly harass somebody, cyber harassment. There are laws that cover that.
So this got me worried about Reggie a little bit. I'm wondering if...
Is he on it?
That's why I wonder. Do you feel like you have something to worry about if some girls put you on this T app?
Absolutely. Yeah. One thing y'all already know about me, which I think you guys were inclined to make fun of me about, which again, do what you got to do. I'll be that. I'm still friends with all the people that I have dated.
Yeah, but they can still go in there. Somebody can post you and say, hey, do you know this guy? Is he cool?
See, and
they can reply and say, man, he's a little cornball, or he's nerdy as hell. I wouldn't date him at all.
Figure that's exactly why I think this is an awful, awful, awful thing, and not because I'm a guy and they don't let guys on or whatever.
And not to mention the women on here. I guess some of these women on here are just straight up lying.
You said some of them are haters?
Yeah, some of them just trying to humiliate dudes.
I think when you put an app out there about, tell me if there's any red flags, people are going to immediately lean toward the red flags, not the green flags. Immediately. It's just the nature of the internet, the nature of posts and stuff. I'm actually kind of with the attorney there when he was talking about, like, I don't think anything, a whole lot good can come out of this.
I'm about to sound like a jerk, but yeah. I've got nothing but positive reviews, personally.
Yeah, but you haven't seen what they've said about you on T.
Yeah, sure enough. I do think that there is something fair about that. I do find it funny, though, that I imagine that there's some dudes out there like, oh my God, this is crazy, that very much would have been inclined to put a picture of an ex or whatever on social media before. And so I do think that it is nice as maybe a mirror up to ourselves, like, hey, we probably shouldn't do the thing that our society has gotten real comfortable with doing. Not even like, hey, this is a picture, this is some. No. Just like talking about people on the internet that you do not have, like, yeah, I guess the permission to do that. Or like taking something from a group chat and putting it up on Twitter, like, hey, look at what these people say. Like, hey, did you get permission for that one?
I agree.
Yeah.
But I'm good. Don't worry about me.
Yeah. So
I'll be all right.
Yeah, it's going crazy online now. I done seen some girl, I guess they, because apparently you can't screenshot in this app either. So,
it's dangerous.
Yeah, it's really dangerous. Yeah. And I don't even know. I'm out the game, so I ain't trying to download all of these apps and all that stuff. But apparently, it's a guy version of this app too.
Oh,
where they do the same thing.
Yeah,
I don't want
no parts of that, man. That is nasty work. But these chicks out here posting dudes talk about, yeah, you know, his private part is blah, blah, blah.
Like, stay away from him. He be itching.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, man.
You trying to burn, you can go mess with that. The one thing I will say, though, and of course I forgot what I was going to say. Anyway.
I was going to say this. Why would you put your driver's license out there?
That is all. That's a
that, great point. Why would you put your driver's license on any app?
That's a red flag.
That is correct.
Flag.
We should not be doing that.
Yes.
Like, I understand the verification part of it. Not even if you trust the app or the people that are purveying it, with the rapid number and frequency of hacks and leaks.
Yeah.
You don't know who created this app.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Even if they had good intentions, somebody hacked into their database and now it's out there, dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you got a $10,000 line of credit on your name that you have no idea about.
Yeah. I do wish, maybe I could see if somebody like Jesse from Mix can get on this app. I don't want her to put her driver's license out there. Yeah, that's true. That's true. I want to see if she even have it. But I do want to look on there and see what's going on there.
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of getting a little FOMO. Just kind of want to be on there and see what everybody talking about.
If you are a female listener of the station, a woman who happens to have already done this, let us know. 713-572-4610. We just want to ask some questions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this as we continue on the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. What would you guys do if you saw a mountain lion roaming around the city and you was on foot?
Go inside.
Yeah, the other way.
Inside.
Go the other way.
Yeah, well, that's kind of my answer, too. But here's a guy by the name of Curtis Jones who encountered one in Rochester, New York. And he caught up with a news reporter and sit back and enjoy what he had to say about this.
Curtis Jones says he was walking near Rauber Street late Wednesday when he saw people running from what appeared to be a large wild cat.
I thought I see the people run. I just see some big just walking just right over here, right here by the bush. It went right over here. I swear, I promise you, it went right over there. And it said, round. I just cut walk. I seen it, seen me, see it. So in my head, I'm like, nah, I gotta go, man. I'm out.
Rochester police say officers became aware of a video on social media that appears to show a wild cat, which some people claim is a mountain lion.
About like this big. Word. It was just walking, slithering. Like it was I don't know, man. Gotta keep this bat right here. I'm gonna keep this bat right here, man, just in case. I'm gonna protect this. I ain't gonna let nothing happen to us, nothing, okay? They ain't find it last night. It's still out here. It could be out here in one of these bushes or something. You know, the mountain lion, they be, wow, they be crawling and, you know, they serious.
The Seneca Park Zoo told 13 WHAM all of its animals are accounted for.
I don't play with lions. I don't play with tigers, bears, nothing with the wild. I don't play with those. I promise you. I don't even do roller coasters. I'm good.
How did that get in the game?
This is my favorite, first and foremost, just like interview, television or radio interview subject is the person who does this like that. But then just generally, I know this person. I think a lot of us know this person, the descriptive storyteller.
Yes. Yeah.
And it is my favorite thing in life is a dude who has, like, I do the sound effects. I give you very colorful details. I give you details that don't even make sense, that make you have more fun. This is my favorite type of person. Thank you so much for bringing this to my life.
I don't even ride roller coasters. Forget the lion. And by the way, Figgy, maybe you mentioned this and I didn't hear it. He was holding a baseball bat.
Yeah,
the whole
he was
time.
Holding. Yeah, he was.
He
holding
said, "Hey, that it yeah. tracks." He said, "Look, I don't mess with them, and they might still be out here, so I can't be caught slipping."
I saw it. See me. See it.
Yes.
Yeah. I got to go back to this part right here that had me cracking up.
Right over here, right here by the bush. It went right over there. I swear, I promise you, it went right over there. And they just, it said, "Rah!" I just kept walking. I seen it. See me. See it.
Just beautiful. The cadence is perfect. It's beautiful. This is art, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think you understand. Yeah. This is art.
And he was sitting there with a tank top on too, by the way. Yeah. So I knew he
tank
was
top,
about business.
Baseball bat. And I just saw some other pictures. That was a mountain lion. It was definitely a mountain lion.
Oh man, I will poop my pants if I see something like that. Yeah. Face to face.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
Yeah, that's a great point. Nightmare. I said I will go inside, but the actual answer is I have no idea what I would do. One of the things that really annoys me, it irks me, is the people that say with such confidence what they would do in a hypothetical or in a situation that they have not been in. And I'm like, hey man, that particular moment, you have no idea. Well, if I was in that situation, I would know. You don't know that.
Yeah. No, I seen people in some situations just freeze up.
Yeah.
Like their brain was frozen.
That's right. And so I would like to hope that I get myself inside, but I have no idea what I would do in that situation.
Yeah. 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 Salute to my man Curtis Jones from Rochester.
Curtis is a legend in my book.
We need to interview more people like that.
He
man,
up there with the who all seen a leprechaun say yeah. All right, there you go. Another rousing edition of Figgy's Mixtape right here on Sports Radio 610, 120 p.m. every weekday at the Figgy Fig. If you see something that is like our guy Curtis that you want to send in to Figgy and we can put in the mix.
If you've seen the mountain lion, let me know.
Hey, also, let us know if you've seen the mountain lion. That is also a good point because we got to keep our head on the swivel for that as well. All right.
Slithering around here.
He said slithering. Oh, well.
It was descriptive. I got the idea. It might be down on his belly. You don't know. You weren't there. Curtis was there. All right. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive, Clint and Ron. But before we do that, we said that there were some things that we thought that we'd have an idea of once we got done with our first week of Texas training camp. Obviously, there's a practice tomorrow, but we're essentially done on air. So what have we been able to surmise from the first week? And were we right in things that we were thinking early in the week? We'll discuss that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.